Well, this is the last English language story in this series. There may be more to come in the future, but we'll just have to wait and see on that one. In the meantime, enjoy these stories for as long as you can. They will eventually all disappear one after the other. But in the meantime, I hope you'll take some time to visit some of the places mentioned. Wales is a wonderful place. And keep this podcast feed open, because there are some plans for the future.
Croeso I yma mae dreigiau. Welcome to Here Be Dragons. Gyda cyfarwydd Cymru, with the storyteller of Wales, Professor Llysau. My story heddiw yn y Saesneg. Today's story is in English.
All of these stories are 100% true, for a given value of true. Barclodiad y Gawres, The Giant's Apronful. You might be walking across a mountainside somewhere in Wales or even England or perhaps Scotland. And as you come over the edge of the hill, you might notice a lot of loose stones, very big ones, lying about the place. Or maybe a standing stone here and there, or possibly one great trilithon. That's when they put one stone on top of three others. Now, in the olden days, people used to make up stories to explain these things when they didn't understand that much of it was left by glaciers or even ancient Britons. And one of the most common stories for a loose set of stones just scattered across the ground was Barclodiad y Gawres, the giant's apronful, because they were far too big to be a human apronful. And so there are a number of places in Wales with this name, Barclodiad y Gawres. The most famous is a burial place on Anglesey, well worth a visit. And they all seem to attract a similar story. But the one I'm going to tell you about is near Llanfairvechan. In fact, between Llanfairvechan and the spectacular Abergwyngregyn Waterfall, or Aber Falls, there is a mountain pass called Bwlch y Deufain, or the Two Rock Pass. And alongside the two rocks are some scattered stones known, yes that's right, as Barclodiad y Gawres. Cobblers, the people who make shoes and mend them, they are very, very skilled individuals, and never more so than in the ancient times. In fact, it was such a specific profession that very few people were called to it, and those who were could earn a fortune. But they didn't have shops in those days. No, the cobblers would travel from one place to another, picking up old shoes to be repaired and orders for new ones. Then they would go back to their old place, repair the shoes, make the new ones, and come back out again. Now, this could take months and months, as you might expect, but it was a good living for those who had that skill. And being skillful also could mean that you are wise and cunning in other ways. This story concerns a cobbler out of Anglesey. It was a bright spring morning when the cobbler left his little workshop house. He kissed his wife and children goodbye and told them he would be back in a few weeks' time. He set out from Anglesey down to Beaumaris, where he could cross the Menai Straits. There was no bridges in those days. He took the ferry across from there to Bangor. But with the current running that day, it ended up landing closer to Aber. That is Abergwyngregyn, the site of the ancient court of the Princes of Wales. So he set out from there on foot to go and collect shoes from all the surrounding towns and villages. He did well in Bangor and Llandegau, Bethesda, gave him quite a few shoes. And then he headed down to Llanfairpwllgwyngyll and Penmaen Mawr. Then on to Conwy, then up the valley to places like Trefriw and Llanrwst. Now in those days you might be frightened to travel alone in the countryside because of bandits and wild creatures of all sorts. But this fellow was a cobbler, and he could rely on his wits to save him. So, he snuck round wolves, avoided fairy rings, plugged his ears so not to hear the cyhyraeth or gwrach y rhibyn, and snuck through bandit camps while they slept around him. All of this took a terribly long time, of course, and as the days stretched into weeks and the weeks into months, he found the weather start to change from the roasting days of summer into the cooler days of autumn, and decided it was time to turn home. Now, on the way back, he decided to take a shortcut over the mountainside. So he went through Rowen, then up the steep mountain lane on a direct route for Abergwyngregyn once more. He had set off quite early, but he had so many broken shoes and pockets full of orders by now that he took a long time to get up that very steep hill. And although it's quite flat when you get to the top, a little bit of a plateau as they say, it still took him a while to get to the point that we know today as Bwlch y Deufain. He laid down those shoes he'd been carrying. He'd been carrying them on his shoulders, on a stick, hung over in pairs with their laces tied together. There were hundreds of them, or so it seemed to him. And as he sat there, chewing on a piece of bread, he began to wonder how many pairs he'd actually gathered. He hadn't counted them in a while. And so he set to it. He laid them all out on the soft ground in front of him and began to count them. And he became quite engrossed in what he was doing. So engrossed, in fact, that he never heard the footsteps. Which is surprising, as those footsteps came from some enormous feet. The biggest feet you have ever seen. Four of them, belonging to two giants. A gentleman giant, if there is such a thing, and a lady giant. A husband and wife in this case. And the first thing that the cobbler knew about them was when they suddenly blocked out the sun above him. He at first thought it was a cloud, but then he looked up, and there they were. As large as life and twice as ugly.
Can I help you, yeah? You too?
That is to say, my fine lord and lady, can I help you both?
The cobbler was quick to realise that the man-giant had under his arm two enormous rocks. And the lady had her apron folded up to carry stuff. And in this case, it was a collection of much smaller rocks, although still much bigger than the cobbler himself could have carried even one.
That you can, my little man.
Oh no, thought the cobbler. Cornish giants. They were said to be the worst.
We are looking to set up a new home, so we are. We wants to go to that there Anglesey. Cause we wants to go and meet people there. We has even brought enough rocks to build our house. Cause we hears that you has not got good ones there.
The cobbler did not at all like the idea of these man-eating giants coming and living in his little corner of Wales. And as he stood there on top of the hillside, he could look down and see over the water, Anglesey, on a clear day. But thankfully, just at that moment, the mist rolled up the strait and hid it from view.
We has been walking for days, we has, and we is looking forward to now sit down. Tell us how much further it is to go there, and hurry up's about it.
Well, you see, my friend, said the cobbler, thinking quickly. You've still got a bit of a way. I don't think you have even reached a quarter, if not a tenth of the distance yet.
Don't be daft. We have come a long's way, we has.
Yeah, but I come from Anglesey, see. And you see all these shoes down here? These are all the shoes I've worn out walking from there just to get here. And I haven't reached Cornwall yet. Well, that was enough for the lady giant. She threw her arms up in the air, dropping her apron, and all those rocks went cascading out. She turned around and marched off back to Cornwall. And her husband, well, what could he do? Her husband has to follow his wife. He dropped the two big rocks he'd been carrying and chased after her. And neither of them were ever seen in Wales again, thanks to the quick thinking of that little cobbler. Like I said at the start, this story crops up in various places around Wales with the name Barclodiad y Gawres. And in fact, I will link in the show notes to another story on video by Sian Miriam, who tells a wonderful line in Welsh tales. Just a little something to keep you going until we meet again.
Mi fydd ein stori nesaf yn y Gymraeg. Our next story will be in Welsh.
Am fwy o wybodaeth ac e-bookio ni, ewch at cyfarwydd.cymru. For more information and to book us, go to cyfarwydd.cymru.
This podcast is completely free of charge. However, if you are enjoying it, we would ask you to leave us a 5-star review on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. If you'd like to buy us a coffee, the details are in the show notes.